This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Biden administration says its infrastructure and jobs plan could help Colorado on a number of fronts beyond roads and bridges. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says America has thrived over the decades in part because it has expanded its definition of infrastructure to include new technologies. And he says in 2021, broadband is just as important as roads. About 9% of Colorado households do not have internet. Biden's plan will put $100 billion into high-speed broadband. It also includes funds for drinking water infrastructure, public transportation, and affordable housing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Climate Center's monthly climate report shows that this past March was a bit cooler and wetter for the state. That's compared to the 30-year normal between 1981 and 2010. Snowpack at the end of the month was below long-term normals in most of the western watersheds. The eastern watersheds, like the South Platte, were a little wetter than average. The March snowstorm brought relief to the eastern part of the state, but drought conditions still cover 92% of the state. Colorado lawmakers could take a final vote today on a bill to reduce the penalty for people involved in serious crimes that result in murder. Prosecutors can currently seek life without parole for accomplices in a robbery, sexual assault, or other crime, even if they did not intend for it to turn fatal. Republican Representative Stephanie Luck read a letter from a constituent whose father was killed during a burglary. She asked lawmakers not to reduce the possible penalty.
Do you know how you recognize a good, effective law? When it gives victims a sense of justice and when it bugs out the criminals. So leave it alone. It's doing its job.
However, those trying to change the law say it's unfair to sentence someone to life in prison when they didn't personally kill someone or intend to kill someone. After today's vote, the bill will likely head to the governor. Fort Collins is at 30 degrees right now, and the high today will be 44. Meanwhile, Denver is also at 30 degrees, and the high will be 46. Lots of snow expected. This is CPR News.